Is it going to be all right, though?
Well, that is what you need to know. Everything is going to be all right, Dave.
Well, that's something you need to explain to your friends.
I know. So I just got a text from my friend Jane this morning who said, "Dear God, a policeman just got behind me this morning and I tried to keep driving with him behind me, but I just couldn't do it. And I had to turn around in a small development and now I'm running late for work."
Was she doing something wrong?
Knowing Jane, she probably got lost in that small development when all she had to do was turn around. Jane does nothing wrong. Like, do you know anyone who just has irrational fears? Like, it happens a lot with insects and things like that.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
you've got a bird thing that's a little odd.
But I can survive. Yeah. Poor Jane, though. There's something within her personality that freaks her out about law enforcement. And I'm like, it just is so irrational. So she can, even when I'm driving, right? So we were in the car together over the weekend and I'm driving my car and we pass a state trooper on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
We were going the speed limit.
Wait, you were driving?
I know, right? But we were going to be exiting soon. So
okay.
I was slowing down, right? So we're going, and I use Waze and it tells me when the cops are there. So I'm bad. And I was like, "Jane, there's a state trooper." She was like, "Don't you think I already know? I already know that it's there." I mean, she completely freaks out and thinks we're just going to go right to jail. If she's driving, she cannot drive with a police officer anywhere near her because she thinks that she is going to go to prison.
Which is odd because then she's more likely to get pulled over if she's just slamming on the brakes or swerving or what does she do?
She kind of drives like that anyway, if we're honest. All right, so that's that. She also she was watching Orange is the New Black. She had to stop watching that because she kept asking her husband, "Well, how do these women get arrested? How do they get caught? How did someone turn them in? How do they get? Why are they in jail? Who turned them in? How did they get caught? Am I going to go to jail?" And her husband Dan is like, "Jane, they committed crimes and they got in trouble for it. You don't do anything wrong." Right. It doesn't matter. She had to stop watching the show.
Wow.
She watched like three episodes and couldn't go any further.
She just physically couldn't take it.
She's so paranoid about it.
Do you think she did something sometime and she's afraid she's going to get caught?
Well,
like the guilt is building up inside of her?
She said ever since she was a child and she started driving, her mom was like, "You've got to calm down. The police are here to help you, not to scare you. Just don't do anything wrong." So she's taking this law class now, and this is hilarious. She did a paper on embezzlement, and now she thinks she's going to be arrested for embezzling. And I was like, "But you don't even have an opportunity to embezzle."
Yeah, does she work in a profession where she embezzling?
She's not embezzling anything.
No.
So then she's like, "Well, how would you even do it? How would you embezzle? Oh my God." So she's asking people that she works with and they're like, "Oh yeah, because she needed, she was researching to write the paper on real life experiences." And "Oh yeah, you know, sometimes people like skim a little money off of this, or if there's cash." She's like, I can't even take law classes anymore because she's afraid she's going to get caught doing things even that she's not doing. It is the most irrational fear. It's hilarious.
I want to be friends with her because she sounds fascinating.
She's texting me. She's like, "I have not done anything wrong." Jane, we know.
But the more she tells people she's not doing anything wrong, the more she says, "I'm not embezzling."
Yeah.
People are going to think she is embezzling.
It makes you look even more guilty. My friend Michael is also texting, saying that cops also freak him out when he's driving.
Everyone, when you're flying and you see a cop on the side road, you get a little, but you don't freak out about it. You just, I should probably not be going 120.
So, you know, what's crazy is that when I was living in Bloomsburg, there was a bank holdup. Like somebody went in and robbed a bank. And it's Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. It's a little itty bitty town.
It's the bank.
Yeah. It was like the one bank. But it was a pretty violent situation.
Oh, okay.
So the guy got away. But now everyone's on the lookout for him, right? I mean, it was a little bit tense. And he ended up getting pulled over because there was a cop on the side of the road, like just kind of watching cars. Mm-hmm. And this driver, because he had eventually switched cars and they didn't have a good description of what he looked like. They only knew the getaway car, but he had switched cars. So as he's driving past the police officer, he never looked at him. And it's just human nature, if you see the cop, to look at the cop and maybe adjust your speed or to kind of check your P's and Q's to make sure that you're doing the right thing. But he didn't. And so the cop was like, oh, that seemed a little fishy, and started following him. Yeah. And they ended up getting him. They got him. That police officer got him.
I see how it is.
So, like, you can't ignore that they're there.
Yeah.
You know? But they're there to protect and serve.
They are. And I'm looking at, there are some really bizarre phobias. Did you know what, I'm not going to pronounce this right, genophobia? Maybe it's genophobia. That's fear of knees. How do you get away from your knees?
I mean, do you just wake up screaming every day?
I don't know.
No! Knees? Like, you get out of bed and...
I don't... And maybe this one, there's ephebiphobia. That is fear of teenagers.
Ooh, I kind of
have that. One seems a little more understandable.
I'm afraid of my kids turning into teenagers.
What do you do if you come across a teenager's kneecaps? Then you combine them.
Those are some weird fears.
It is terrorizing, yeah.
If you know someone with an unusual fear, we would love to hear. There are just a lot of irrational fears out there.
Yeah, or if Jane would like to call up and explain this.
I don't know that she can't. I don't know that she can. I don't know that she can explain, because she doesn't understand why she gets so freaked out, but she does. Like, and yes, there, total
and
panic attacks.
Probably a cop listening somewhere, and they're going to hear her talk about it, and they're going to find her.
Well, stop. I know that she's listening. She keeps texting me. Don't.
Sorry,
all right. So call or text us at 215-263-6700.
Fresh squeeze.
Age free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
Andy Summers, I'm beginning to learn people are a little odd.
Oh, my gosh. So this whole thing started because my friend Jane was on her way to work, and there was a police officer behind her. So she had to pull over and turn around in a neighborhood, and then she ended up being late, you know, just because she has this really weird, irrational fear about police officers. She just thinks that they're going to arrest her, even though she doesn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, she's afraid she's going to be arrested for embezzlement, too, even though she claims she's never done it.
She just learned what it is. And it was like, they're going to get me. Like, she just can't. She can't. So we're talking about irrational fears. And the text line, I think it's funny that no one is calling because no one really wants to admit to this. But you can always text us at 215-263-6700. Mm-hmm. And some of them are hilarious.
This one person texts in, my boyfriend has a serious fear of ants. He's terrified of them. He literally will scream at the top of his lungs, and I'll come running like, OMG, what's wrong? Dot, dot, dot. I saw an ant.
An ant.
Yeah. No, I hate ants, too. I understand.
But they're more pesty than they are scary, right?
Yeah. Now, is this one better or worse? My sister-in-law is petrified of ladybugs. Can't stand the sight of them or be near one.
I mean, at least you don't come across a ladybug all that often.
I mean, I think they're, you know, cute, but they do fly. So anything that flies, I could see would be a little spooky.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like things with wings.
And along the lines of what you talked about, Jane being petrified of cops.
Uh-huh.
We have another texter who writes in, hey, I'm listening to you guys on my way to work, and you guys mentioned driving next to a cop. Well, I'm a cop, and I get freaked out when one is behind me when I'm driving.
And you've got to get out of jail free card, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
That's so funny. I also heard from someone who says, my mother-in-law thinks there's a satellite watching her as she sits in her living room reading. She swears a star is pointed right at her.
That's great.
That's so fun. So if you know someone, of course you don't have a weird irrational fear, but if you know someone, fess up. Give us a call or text us. The number is the same, 215-263-6700.
This is the most amazing thing.
Oh my gosh. Like,
so it's the Andy Summers Show here on XTU. All right, so we started talking about you have a friend named Jane who has a staggering fear of cops. I mean, we all get a little nervous when you're driving and you see one on the side of the road. But she will, like this morning, didn't she? She turned and drove into a development just to get away from.
And she's, I mean, she's not a great driver. We kind of make fun of her for that. So, and she gets lost all the time. So I'm sure that it wasn't the police officer that made her late for work. It was the fact that she turned around into development and probably couldn't figure out how to get back on the road. Kate has a funny story for us. So let's go to line three.
Good morning, Kate.
Morning.
So tell us what you were going to say. You work in healthcare. What do you find funny?
I've been in healthcare for over 15 years now, started on an ambulance and worked my way up. I've lost count of how many people covered in tattoos will be afraid of the little butterfly needles that we will use to draw blood or a little IV needle.
That's funny. Yeah. Like, how do they do the tattoo then?
I know, right?
We just tell them, sorry, we kind of have to do it.
That's
just
funny.
Look away.
That's funny. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you for calling up, Kate. So our text line is also 215-263-6700. So you can either call or text. The amount of texts that we've been getting are amazing. And everyone is more bizarre to me than the previous one.
We have like happy clowns. Because scary clowns, you know their intention, but happy clowns look like they're happy, but you never know if inside there's a scary person or not. You don't know. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. It does. Someone messaged their 3-year-old has a fear of Cheerios.
That's hilarious. Here's a good one. My ex-husband is terrified of toilets overflowing, like would run out of the bathroom if he thought it was going to overflow.
How about this one? I have an irrational fear of David Bowie.
I don't know that that's irrational. There's something really creepy about David Bowie. Like, keep him on a screen and stuff, but there's some forms of him that I would not want to run into in the street.
He had an odd period, like most of his career. He was kind of out there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz.
My sister's afraid of cotton.
What?
Do you run around naked then? Do you only wear polyester? I'm not sure how that works.
Oh, my goodness. Stink bugs, that makes sense. They are weird, although they're harmless, but they're still gross.
Did you mention my old boss is afraid of stickers? Did you mention the stickers?
No. Oh, my, stickers and wet paper. That is hilarious. That's what had me laughing out loud when the song was ending. The list goes on and on. Please, we'll make sure that we transcribe all of these, and we'll put them up on our website so that you can read through them later. But we would love to hear from you, so give us a call or text, 215-263-6700.
The Andy Summers Show.
I love them.
Weekday mornings.
Country music in the morning on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.